always wanna play games. Nighttime you're mine, in daylight you act like you don't even know my name. Hurts me to say, but I gotta move on. What you want me to say? I thought I could become the type of guy that you're looking for, but maybe I'm not good. About it, but
Y'all know what it is.
We are back again, man. Crew Season Podcast, man. I want to welcome y'all to another episode of The Kickback.
Yeah.
And today, God damn it, we got family in the building. I can't even say a guest.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Sir. Certain people, like, they cool with you online or they cool with you, whatever. No, no, no. We got family in the building, real life family. Yeah. You might have seen them, man, on Wildin' Out. You might have seen him on battle rap stage as he's the most viewed battle rapper ever.
Talk to him.
Yeah. History.
You know, you might have seen him on
TV. Do you know
TV
what ever means?
Right, ever.
Talk to him.
Capital E. You might have seen him on a TV show. You might have seen him in movies. You might have seen him just... The one, the only, my brother, Hitman Holler, is in the building, man.
What's up, bro?
We good,
appreciate
buddy.
Appreciate y'all having me. First off, I want to say congratulations, bro.
Appreciate
doing,
you.
Man. You know, watch the come up. Watch the come up. You know what I'm saying?
Be honest, you was part of the
come up,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So go check that out if y'all never saw that. That was a good episode. But, man, salute to y'all. Y'all keep that up, man. Keep the good
appreciate
work.
Appreciate you, bro. You know they still talking about that what was the thing? Five
reasons.
We can
do that. We can run that back, man.
I'm telling you,
bro. You got to run that back.
Classic.
Bro.
Yeah, make sure y'all tap into that, man. But yeah, bro popped up, man, pulled up to the crib to kick it with us, man. I said it was as simple as hey, bro, we pardon. He said, bet I'm there. Say no more.
I'm on my way.
And popped out, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, man, family is in the building today. You know what I'm saying? So for those who not familiar, the few who've been living under a rock for the past 15 years, tell them a little bit about yourself. Tell them what it is that you do. Who is Hitman Holler?
For the ones who don't know me, you know what I'm saying? My name is Hitman Holler. I got my career jumping from battle rap. You know, I've been battle rapping since 2009 professionally. You know what I'm saying? From there, I got on Wildin' Out 2014. I've been on Wildin' Out ever since, going on like 18 seasons, something like that, 17, 18 seasons.
Crazy.
You know, I'm In a BET TV show called Games People Play, season 2. You know, movie She-Ball.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in a new movie called Christmas Bay that dropped this year, 2024, man. Be looking out for that. That's going to be special.
Okay.
You know, I was a college athlete, D1 athlete basketball, you know, at the California State and transferred to University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, that's it, man. I'm Hitman, you know. I'll be somewhere everywhere. From St. Louis, Missouri. Y'all hear them R. I say a lot of R's when I say here. I'll be everywhere.
I love it, man. You're repping where you from. But yeah, man. So, you know, me and bro, man, we tapped in. How long we been tapped in? A minute now. I can't remember how long.
Yeah.
Been.
It's probably, it was 2024, probably like 14, 15.
Something like that.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah, for sure. Bro, probably might be 13. Yeah, it's a long time. We probably got 10 plus, for sure.
For sure. But yeah, nah, bro done been solid, man, from day one. Since I met him, man, like really, I'll never forget. He popped up, you know what I'm saying? You know how you'll do a pod with some people, they pop up with 15 people with him, 10 people with him. Bro popped up too deep. Just
what
not the address. He didn't say what part of town it's in. He didn't say none of that. I'm on the way.
Pulled up,
popped out. Man. We had a
hell of our relationship starts, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're showing love, and just you never know. And it wasn't I think they gonna make it. Let me try to. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, I wanna help. What can I do to help, man? I come on a podcast, boom, boom, and look. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody winning. That's how it's supposed to be.
Big facts.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, since you here, man, we got to bring in our world.
Yeah.
As you know, this is a relationship podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Clips going crazy everywhere. We talking about relationships. So out in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, bro here, we got to get his take on some of these topics. Because some of the stuff we be talking about, I just want people to know, you know, they be, they talking a little crazy or they, I don't agree with that. So now we got somebody here who's successful in multiple avenues in life that y'all going to be able to get firsthand point of view from. Yeah. So now y'all can stop attacking us.
And I don't want to hear shit.
You know what I mean?
Like I tell y'all, I'm in the comments, bitch ass nigga.
Literally.
In the comments.
I'll be screenshot names. Like, I'm going to say this. I'm going to
save
this.
You got to save it. Sometimes they add a little fuel to the fire.
I be taking pictures. I'm like, yo, what's your at name?
Bro. To catch these boys in person, it'd be handshakes and smiles.
Yeah,
man.
Bro,
that's
you know
the situation,
man.
You know. But first clip, man, we done been getting sent clips all week and shit, so we going to start off with one. It was one lady who was talking about asking women whether or not they even know if they man is truly happy or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play the clip, man. I'm going to get y'all a take on
okay.
what she had to say. Oh, wait, hold on.
Crew season production.
Yeah, man, you know it's like production, man. This shit be all over the place. Hold on, let me get it together.
How do you know if your man is happy? Have you paid enough attention to his mannerisms, befores and afters? Have you done your research? Have you even asked him? Let me rephrase that. Have you asked him without putting him in a position to feel like he needs to lie to keep your mouth from becoming disrespectful or not understanding him? Because a lot of the time, all I hear is, well, I do this, you haven't recognized this, blah, blah, blah. It's okay. I've done it too. I feel like maybe I have given it my all. But I soon realized that maybe that's my problem. I took something about him and I made it about me. Accountability. Next time, I needed to try to be a bit more understanding. Softer approach, without judgment and without haste to shut him down. To put him in a space of love and sincerity. Hey, I've noticed you've been spending more time at work. You've been a little bit more quiet. You've been playing the game a lot, and I miss you. Is there anything that I can do to help you feel more at home, more at peace? See what their response is.
Mm.
Woo!
She was talking about, you know, it's a lot of women, man, who
feel all fuzzy inside.
Don't really pay that close attention to their man's mental state.
Mm-hmm.
And since we got Hitman in the building, I got to come to you first.
Mm-hmm.
You heard what she said. Do you agree with what she said in terms of a lot of women not being aware of their man's mental state? And what do you feel like it stems from?
I think that's 100% accurate because, you know, women are raised and like they whole brought up on life is me. Like,
right.
I'm the prize. Make sure, look at me. Do this. Make sure I'm happy. Boom, boom. And they get caught up into, is he happy? So a woman, a lot of times push the man away without knowing, because they have yet to just sit down and be like, "What am I? Are you happy? Am I doing something wrong?" And he playing a game a lot, or he's staying at work a lot, maybe because it's more peaceful. Maybe it's somebody who's, I know it don't sound cool to be like somebody's giving them attention, but sometimes that's where it be. It's like, all right, my girl, all she want to do is be on the phone all day. She want to take girls trips, or she want to do this and that. I ain't getting my dick sucked as much as I want to. Mm-hmm. Sex ain't what it was. She ain't fun no more. It's a lot of stuff that's changing. And then when you do try to come to them about it, they get offensive.
Right.
So if I come, like, if a man comes to me, I'm like, baby, like, why you ain't fun no more? I'm like, nah, it is. Nah, what you mean? Like, we do fuck. We do. It's a problem. So sometimes a man will just know that and just rather just, all right, whatever. I'm on the game with the homies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm on the game an extra 2-3 hours. Now you in the room, and now she still ain't really even saw what happened. It's like, all right, by the time it's too late, she come holler at you like, what's wrong? But it's a month later.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, he mad because it took you that long to realize. But if you don't realize what's wrong with the girl, automatically, you the bad guy. Right. Let your girl be mad for 5 minutes and you don't be like, baby, everything okay? You just gonna let me be mad and boom, 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 boom.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So as a man, though, they get to take however long they want to take,
right,
and then realize, oh, what's, you kind of distant. Duh.
Right.
Like, I'm working hard. I'm out here doing this and that. I shouldn't have to come to this house and ask you to give me head. I shouldn't have to come to this house and ain't no food cooked.
Mm.
I shouldn't have to come to this house and you ain't doing what I need you to do without me telling, because that's stressful for me to tell you.
Right.
I shouldn't have to come tell you.
Mm.
I'm on the road. I'm shooting movies. I'm doing this. I've been filming 12 hours. I've been doing all this. And I come home and got to still give Blues Clues?
Mm.
It's a problem.
Come on now.
It's
talk
a
about
problem.
It.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of men, but a lot of women don't respect their men enough for the man to even be able to put their foot down and do that.
That's the thing.
So now he got to be quiet and distance, because he know if he do that, it's going to be boom. He can't control the fire.
Right.
I'm a man. I provide. I'm putting my foot down. I control the fire. So I'm going to say, this is the problem. This is how I need to get fixed. This is what I feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to stand behind me, because I'm not going to ever tell her something. I ain't going to lead her wrong.
Right.
So if I say, baby, I ain't going to lie, like, your attitude was a little snappy lately, last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like you tripping.
Right.
I've been filming. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm in tour with this nigga on tour. I'm beefing. I got all this kind of stuff. I don't need you to be snapping like that, because it's going to force me to snap on you, and we don't need to do that.
Right.
So I advise, you got to choose the word choice for.
Wisely,
you know what I'm saying?
Wisely.
Like, you gotta choose, not advise. Like, I will appreciate if you calm down with the snappy attitude. I don't feel like dealing with that.
Right.
So if you're not doing that, they're going to go somewhere where it's a lot peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Guys trip now. You know what I'm saying? My boy, you know, in the crew season, they playing a game over there every Saturday. I'm making sure I'm nothing now.
Right.
Like, I'm going somewhere peaceful because it's not at home. That's how they go.
God damn. And that's the thing. That peace at home aspect, we done spoke about it before. A lot of women don't realize, man, like, especially when you got a man that's elevating your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I can see if you got a man who making you stress just as much as he's stressing when he outside.
Yeah.
But no, he outside working his ass off so you can be in here being feminine and being here, you know what I'm saying, making that house a home. But when you're not doing that, and you
could, we rather take that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why we don't care about women who having degrees and all. That's good.
Right.
We applaud it. A lot of people get that. A lot of women get that misunderstood.
Misconstrued.
Like, oh my God, you just want to bump. No, we just don't really care about that. You bringing that to the table, like, that's going to make, no. Are you going to be the lover I need you to be? Are you going to be peaceful? Are you going to bring me the energy I need? Are you going to massage me and rub me and be feminine and be submissive? Are you going to do all that?
Right.
I don't care how many degrees you got.
Exactly.
I don't care how good you argue. I don't care how bad. Like, that don't matter to a real man.
Right, it's a fact.
Especially out here in this world today as a black man. Like, we go through too much.
Ooh.
We want to go home. And we just be want to be, you know what I'm saying? Just feel loved and just be like, yo, I know I'm going to go home. Like, a man will be at somewhere out, just, man, I can't wait to go home. I'm going to come home. My girl going to take my damn socks off. She going to do this. And I'm just going to have the food ready. The game going to be on. This is going to relax. So imagine being out working all day, knowing you're going to go home to some more work.
I'm going to stay at work.
Especially when you elevate your life.
Right.
Those are my only rules. I say, baby, listen, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure your life easier. I'm going to do everything I need to do as a man. Only thing I ask you to do is be respectful, be loyal, and just be nasty. That's all I want.
Right.
Don't be excited. Don't lose what we've been had. Because as men, that's why men cheat, because men are men.
Yeah.
Men don't cheat because of emotions. Mm-hmm. Men cheat because we just need to be satisfied. That's our nature.
Boy, mm-hmm. women think it's emotional too.
Yeah, they think mm-hmm. they don't understand. So if I met you and we was having all this fun, we was bringing her in, we was doing that, we was up. I had you on the roof, I had you on the balcony, I had you at your friend mama house in the bathroom, we did all that. Mm-hmm. Don't change that. Because the moment you change that, I'm going to go looking for what you changed.
Nope.
So we ask you, like, yo, why you don't do that no more? Oh, my God, you don't love me. No, no, that ain't that. That's what men want.
Let me let it die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they'll spin it and say, well, you're not doing what you was doing to provoke me to do what I was doing.
I'm no longer doing it because you're not doing anything. I have no urge anymore. What investment do I have? I'm pouring into you, constantly take you out, catering to your needs, making sure you ain't got to ask for shit. And what you were doing before, you're not doing now. So now I'm pulling back, yeah, and I want to see what you're going to do. I'm starting to sit back. Okay, I was doing everything. Now I'm going to pull back a little bit.
Exactly, bro. Mm-hmm. That's all men be. That's all I be wanting, bro. It's just like, I just need you to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then women be wanting all this. You already, as a man, you already got to bring 25 things to the table.
That's a fact.
To her one.
That's a fact.
Maybe two. So we already got to bring all these things to the table. So once we bring all these things to the table and you stop bringing the one thing we wanted to the table, what do you think going to happen?
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think is going to happen? And then it's another topic as far as the women. I just want to tell y'all, I always wanted to get on a podcast.
Go ahead. Talk your shit.
Listen, once women understand men more and men understand women, everything will be better.
That's facts.
Mm-hmm. What women don't understand is they trying to change our nature.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm big on, I can't control nature, but I control the respect. So I told my girl all the time, like, listen, I'm not going to ever disrespect you. I'm not going to have you out here looking crazy. I'm like, but you got to help me. What I mean by help me is every animal in a jungle, in the animal kingdom, if you walk in a hippo pod, mm-hmm. and you see nine females,
it's one male.
It's one male. Try to touch one of them. Watch what he do.
It's gonna be mm-hmm. a problem. Yeah.
Go to the gorilla family. You see all. Go to any family you want to see. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, why do y'all think that's different from us?
Right.
So cool. We see it ain't cool no more. What I say is, help us. You get mad at a man for being a man, but you don't want to help as far as like, okay, I don't want him cheating. Maybe I could bring a little fun in. Let me try to bring a girl. Let me try to help him calm his nature down.
Right.
Because his nature, I can't tell you to stop having periods.
Right.
What if I told you, man, you know what? I ain't fucking with you until you stop it. That's nature. That can't happen.
Right.
You're going to look at me crazy.
Your DNA,
so you're telling
your
a man he's brought up just knowing I'm a man. Mm-hmm. I've talked to get as many girls as possible. I can provide. Boom, boom, boom. Back then, the kings had a million motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
10 wives, everybody.
Every king in the Bible had 20 wives.
So y'all took that away from us, but you don't want to help us control it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking it away, it got to be something that you got to help me do.
It's a substitute. Mm-hmm.
So it's a substitute. So what I mean is, okay, baby, I don't want to hurt you. If y'all have thought cheating just hurts, so I don't want to hurt you. We got to have fun, though. You got to calm it down because it ain't me. If it could be controlled like that, pastors wouldn't do it. All the people y'all look up to who supposed to be holy and all, why they get in trouble?
Right.
That's
why I look up in the pastor cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Why the Pope and all these people who supposed to be godly and all this stuff, why are they having this same problem? Because it's nature, it's science.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, okay, baby, help me. Don't be so strict. Can I have, like, we got female friends, mm-hmm. like, cool, like, once you start being detective and a police to you, can't follow girls back.
Right,
you can't
like pictures.
You can't do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's just making bands just, fuck it, man. Go on a guy's trip and they act a fool because they in jail.
So much pressure, yeah.
I'm in jail at home. Look at this. You like three girls' pictures. I can't do that. This girl DM'd you and said you was handsome. You said okay. Like, so I can't do nothing.
You know what's crazy? I would say to them women, bro, if you don't want your nigga cheating, bro, and you gonna be like that, be the nastiest thing on the planet. Then I could respect your call in the game.
Yeah,
if you the nastiest thing from the ceiling, me going that crazy, I know I'm wilding out.
Some gotta give.
You know what I'm saying?
They want us to give, but that's they don't want to give nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the wild part about it is a lot of men not even asking for that much. A lot of men, we just asking you to be able to maintain what you advertise.
That was it. Mm-hmm.
Because reality is, a lot of them women, like when they first trying to earn their spot, because again, all women like
when it's competition.
Yeah, when it's competition.
They go hard. They Steph Curry from
she
the
go,
field.
That's what she I'm saying. Go. Right? So then do all that. Go hard because of the type of men y'all want. Y'all want high value men. Y'all want men who's successful. A lot of women want all of that, right? So when you know what you up against. So you going crazy. We having sex 5-6 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
When you trying to get your spot. But then you get your spot, you get your wing, you get all this shit,
man,
and all of a sudden,
goodness, bro,
the shit die down. And then when the man get to asking questions, now he the bad guy because he don't understand life getting in the way. He don't understand that you tired. He don't understand this, that, and the third. And then when he, again, brings it up multiple times, nothing changes, and he go out there and violate, now he the worst man in the world.
I swear to God, bro.
When like, all he asked was for you to be able to sustain what you advertise.
Or at least close to it.
Yeah, at least like
because we understand it may fall down a little.
Yeah, we all make mistakes, and we all can talk like, man, I'm doing something wrong. I ain't giving you I ain't compliment. Like that's cool,
right?
But for men, and I was talking about the cheating thing because I'm just trying to get a woman a little insight on why men just move the way they move, and they be acting like they don't understand because it's just like. They think it's cute to be like, yeah, when you get married, you know, the sex change.
Right.
When you get married, you know, like, that ain't no fucking, who advertising that? Who want to go to the finish line if that's what you're telling me at the finish line?
Exactly.
So you be prepared when you get that money, when you marry more, and ain't no more sex, ain't no more wild. That shit sound terrible.
We been hearing that for how long? Since we was this fucking high.
Go ask any married person. Married man, go ask any married couple, like, yo.
Make sure his wife not there when you ask him.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, make sure your wife there. You gonna give your whole ass. But just ask, like, yo, what chamber? Like, man, like, because that's the finish line for women. So once women got that, that's really for the women. The ring is just really for the women.
Right.
They always competing with each other. So the ring is for the women. Once they can do that, they stop caring about how they got the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they don't understand that a lot of men, we don't really run away from marriage. We run away from divorce.
That's a fact.
We're not running away from marriage. But you gotta understand, if I found out what marriage is, it's like, I love my girl to death. But you mean to tell me if I make one mistake, they can ruin me for the rest of my life on one mistake? If she make a mistake, it's cool. She make a mistake, divorce is she just go on about her life. I make a mistake that can cost me for the rest of my life. That ain't really fair.
You know what's crazy? If somebody told you about the wedding shit before, like before the marriage and all that, how the marriage gonna be, they just told you about the wedding. Mm-hmm. Most niggas are signed up for it. Oh shit, we gonna throw a little party. The family gonna be there. We good. I love this girl.
Oh my goodness. Ooh,
right? Bam. Now they told you the back end. And on the back end, man, you might be miserable for 20 years.
It's just like, but it ain't even that though, because I know one day I want to make my girl that happy because it's truly for her.
For sure.
And
course,
I'm man enough to say men don't look into, and it's coming from somebody whose parents been married. I'm 35. My parents been married since I was 5.
Right.
So this coming from a married home couple. I don't. It's just what they done made it to be now.
Right.
It's like, okay, I see married people. It's really a money game now. It seems like it's like I get married. There's no benefits for me. It's no benefits for me but to make her happy. So now if I get married, okay, cool. Now as a man or whoever I am, I haven't made no mistake with my girl for 8 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Never got no texts, came to her as no woman. No woman came to her as no woman. Mm-hmm. I'm not on camera. I'm not doing nothing. I done did my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me if I slip up, I do something up, and she just feel like she don't want to give me a chance, she could possibly take half of what I own.
And your kids from you.
Yeah, it's just so much. And I'm not even saying my girl, this just general.
Right,
but it's just like as a man around the world, because a lot of men come to me like, yo, holla, man, your relationship happy. First of all, how y'all still that happy and eight? Like, what, you know, they talk to me and I tell them, like, I really got a good one. We talk. I just let her know. I be real. Like, we got to help each other. Like, in order for this to work, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And I be asking married couples all the time. And people who get, everybody who been married been down there married 2-3 times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, that
I can't do this again.
That ain't no statistic I want to run into. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we?
Real shit.
Like, what?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Losing your shit 2-3 times is crazy.
Yeah, or just, like, so it's just like, I be just trying to tell women, like, yo, just because that man don't want to jump, and then some people are different. Like, people got
careers that marriage don't really work out with work now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be traveling mm-hmm. and clubbing and doing all this stuff married, because you got to understand, I turn shit down now because I got a girl that everybody know in public
mm-hmm.
for the thing, the little 20 verse one. Mm-hmm. I got a million, a gazillion, right. they all, because I got a big female family. They want me to go on there and do that.
Right.
I fall back because it's like, everybody know I got a girl. Me on there trying to get on 20 grand. It just don't look right. So imagine if I was married.
Right.
So it's the thing I be telling people is like, man, sometimes people got a career they want to get to a certain point mm-hmm. and then do it. Because they was talking about, I think it's Rob Fortnite. I think he did. Somebody did it and they got a girl. They dogged him.
Right.
Oh, my God. Oh, you got a girl. What you doing this for?
Mm-hmm.
So niggas can't even do what they've been dreaming to do. I've been dreaming to be an entertainer. I'm living my life. I'm doing this right now.
And that shit getting views, too.
Yeah, right. It's getting views, getting money. It's a lot of shit that the nigga falling back from because I got a lady.
Right.
So you know they'll let you have it, like, oh, but you can't win, because if you don't do it, it's like, oh, what you scared? If you don't post your girl, are you scared to post your girl? You don't want to show off?
Right,
you show off now, and then you do that stuff. Don't you got a girl?
Right.
What you doing that for?
Right.
Ain't you married? Why you on? It's just, you can't win.
Trust me, I know.
So, you know, so a lot of men are just going through the same problems and really don't, because, you know, the woman voice is loud.
Of course. Very loud.
They get together on the internet like they loud.
Mm-hmm.
They don't be right. They don't be correct because they talk a lot of emotions they don't understand.
Right.
And there's no knock to them. But they just like, it's another situation I saw. Oh, we have threesomes with the nigga we don't like, but not our man.
Right.
That's the most retarded shit ever.
That's dumb.
So you mean to tell me I pay for your phone bill, your car note, your insurance, your mortgage. I give you money to just live and be pretty, but I don't get to have fun with you with another girl because you gave it to a nigga who ain't giving you none of that?
I didn't give a damn about you.
Nope.
So y'all was
it in makes a, sense to the math.
Y'all was
them.
In a situationship.
Not
and
even
he
that.
Got to fuck you with all your friends and shit.
Right.
I come marry you, give you my last name, potentially could lose half of everything, child support, all this shit I got to risk.
Right.
And I can't even have the fun that I want like that,
nope.
nigga.
Right. Nope.
That don't make no sense.
And you better not even ask.
Oh my God. So basically, you telling me I'm not enough. What
right.
the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is, after that too, what I really hate is we was on live one time talking about this. I'm like, so y'all, you telling me you okay with a man paying $20,000 for a ring, $30,000 for a wedding, all this shit instead of you
for the honeymoon,
instead of you going taking a little light trip, 10 bands, something like that, all inclusive, and moving to a house, put that towards a mortgage. You telling me you want to set yourself back? Just for a celebration? And they was like, yes,
show.
Absolutely. I want that $20,000 ring.
Or it ain't even the ring. That's what I'm saying. I saw people to say, if the ring, do you want to be married if the ring $2,000?
Right.
They were saying no.
Said, yes.
So I'm like, whoa.
What does marriage really mean to you then?
Is it love or not?
Bro. Mm-hmm.
So that man gave you his life saving, which was $3,500, $4,000. He saved up for a ring and give you. You don't want it.
Cast off.
But you want the $20,000 ring, but I thought it was love. So I'd be confused. Like, what is it?
Still
my
in
first
debt.
Ring was $300.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She wasn't there for no ring.
In my situation, like, you know what I'm saying? We was in an unfortunate situation, a home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
My lady got shot, boom, survived. A lot of people come to me like, you ain't marry her after that? I'm like, why would I marry somebody for being shot?
Yeah.
They don't understand how dumb that sounds.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna marry when we want it on our terms. So she got shot. Marriage, that's basically like a sympathy ring.
Right.
Oh, you got shot, man.
And your girl don't want that.
At all.
It
took me to get
especially
shot.
When you got a real one. Don't want no sympathy shit. Right. I want this shit to be authentic. Marry me when you ready,
when
the world say you supposed to be ready.
Yeah, like, I just be like, do y'all understand how that sound?
Mm-hmm. It's
crazy. Oh, he man, he got his, like, girl, you hear me? It's just a lot of shit that women don't understand. They talk in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And run away good niggas.
Yep.
Like, run away a good nigga to go get a nigga who really don't even like them like the first nigga did, who gonna be exactly like him in a way.
Again, like I say, a lot of women on the low, ironically, would give more to a nigga that they are option to than a nigga who's willing to get them the world.
Absolutely.
And that's just honest. And it's fucked up because I done been on both sides of it. So when I'm saying this,
sure.
I'm not just saying it from a nigga that's bitter. Saying it from a nigga that been on that opposite side, giving your ass half-ass effort, and I'm getting everything.
You understand? I came up from
I was just gonna say, that's why niggas don't mind staying single for so goddamn long.
Right.
I can get whoever I want, however I want, however long I want, with no commitment. The moment I commit to one, losing these 10 is downhill. That's how it feels.
But not only that, though, the single niggas get all the fun.
Yeah.
Right.
So just put it like this. That's why women don't understand. They'll fuck with a single nigga who got a million hoes, but won't be fuck with a nigga who got a girl, which I understand.
Right.
But what we trying to tell y'all, but just look how that sound.
Mm-hmm.
You got a single nigga who got 10 bitches, who got like the same way, but they be like, I fuck with him. I be the eighth chick to a nigga who just want to fuck with you and got... I know it sounds crazy.
But it's the truth.
It's the truth, bro.
Mary Bobby had two of them around the way. And they all knew he was married. The girl knew. The wife knew. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't nobody tripping. These days, everybody tripping on Bobby. They want Ricky. Ricky got 10, 15 girls, three baby mamas, barely got some money. When y'all go out, he got to take your car. Then he take you to work. He go pick up another chick. Yeah, how
get
you
money
want
from
all
another
that?
One,
you know
bro.
What
take
mean?
Another
but
one out.
That's what they be wanting.
I'll tell you what it is, bro. It's a lot of women who are more fascinated with beating the odds of those eight women than the actual man that they supposed to be.
But they be acting like they don't like competition, though.
And that's a fucking.
But women
lie.
Work better with competition.
Women are more competitive with each other than men are.
All day.
Yes.
Let's just keep it real, here.
Bro. That's why women like men who get women.
That's right. A fact.
Let you walk in this room and nobody say you hands, nobody on you, girl ain't gonna fall in line. Girl gonna fall in line. Walk in this motherfucker and get six hugs. They gonna dim you. I saw your hug.
You and your little friends.
Yeah,
I see your little friends.
Don't get a hug though. They gonna look at you crazy. Watch out, you move. That's why women like niggas with good girlfriends.
That's a fact, bro.
Cause they see, oh, you treat her like that, you treat her good, you got that. We want that. And be like, but
and don't let her be the one that she knows she the baddest thing you done got. She act a little different, which
my goodness,
bro. I tell you what else. Speaking to the competition thing, do you want to know how much more competitive women are than men? Let a kickback situation happen. Let's say it's us four, right? And we go into a room and they got say five bad ones or whatever, right? And one of them chews up. We ain't gonna be like, oh, I can't believe he chose. Da, da, da. Niggas gonna work their move. Bro, on that. Okay. Boom, let me get up.
Process of elimination.
So we good.
Listen, soon as the team walk in, perfect. We're starting.
Listen, this is perfect because, like he said, four girls and see us. It's five girls and see us.
Right.
The baddest one, get on me.
Right.
Instead of them, just like it's three left, they gonna try to make a way to me too.
Right.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom, like, so that's who you, they'll say some shit like that. So you try.
Right.
That's what you want? Like, they'll say shit like that. Us, though,
hey, and that be
that
day
won't
one
even
partner.
Worry about that.
Like, that be their day one partner, though.
It's three left. Okay, who the?
We good.
Who the next? Let me see. Let me try that one. Oh, she went to
she hell. On, bro. Okay, she now. Okay. Over here.
Hey, but that's the man logic, though. You know what I'm saying?
Then,
man, like, all right, I'm going to
choose,
pass the least resistance.
We let her choose, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We ain't going to force her to choose.
Exactly.
If you go shoot your shot first, I'm going to let you shine. If she just happen to come, she choosing, bro. You'll be like, man, it's ugly for me. She wasn't really, she wasn't really fucking with me. You got it.
Do you?
Yeah, right. That's what you're going to say. Exactly. Like, nah, I ain't going to lie, man. That's what you want. I'm going to try the other one then. Like, that's how men work, bro.
That's real. But women? No,
oh
sir.
My goodness! No, oh sir. My God! Bro.
And women don't even see the slick side conversation.
Man, the three other girls won't even talk to y'all. They'll wait till the next day to dim the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool because they know they in their mind like they see if he see me talking to them, he gonna be like, I'm just gonna play it cool. Y'all gonna be over there sitting, and she gonna be playing hard to get mine. The next day, so you ain't get she all in your face. I couldn't even say nothing to you. Well, this my chance. Follow me back. Like, it's so much shit that's going to be said.
You know what's crazy? They end up falling out because of you.
The ride home.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, you let the nigga choose. You all up on him.
They end up falling out.
If the nigga didn't choose and she tried to ride home, it's spooky.
Oh, yeah.
Got to stop doing it. You always being extra. Like, let them come to, you know what I'm saying? A nigga ain't going to never get in the car.
We
come on, bro.
And don't.
Bitch, me get in the car.
We just see.
You ran up on him before I came. That's man, weak ass nigga. Nobody gonna never say that, bro.
Crazy, bro. Mm.
Especially the girl that be driving home. She got the car and didn't get chose.
Designated driver.
They had a plan. We gonna leave at midnight. It's 10 o'clock and the girl like sent a text.
I'm ready.
The girl was sending a text. Look, she ready.
I'm not done.
Oh, no.
The girl be mad. Like,
it's lame. It's lame in here.
She's sitting in here. I'm sleepy.
The girl you with upstairs, you finna get it on.
You in your bed.
She done sent you. She trying to leave all right. Then listen, you can't stay with her, but I'll take you home. She gonna be mad at me. I gotta ride with her.
Oh, man.
You just, like, that's how that shit works.
I'm telling
nigga, you. Nigga, calm down.
You gonna
try everything.
But listen, niggas,
I'm gonna follow you
we're
home.
We're staying 3 in the morning until you win.
Make sure my boy get the dog.
Fuck it. I'm on the couch, bro. I never say, bro, we gotta leave.
Right.
Hell no.
Even if a nigga gotta leave, hey, man, hey, hit me when you done.
Or somebody, yeah, I come back. I double back. Yeah, bro.
Or if I got the whip, I'll catch Uber to make sure my nigga.
Here you go, bro.
Hey, bro, go to Key. Yeah, bro.
And lie to your girl. Maybe I was drunk.
I was real.
That was your tone.
I done got in trouble by letting my nigga shine. I don't walk in the house like man, they just shooting dice all day, man.
Right.
Cause my nigga over there working, it's a two man and I'm there.
Right.
Cause sometimes my niggas just use me to be there and just bring him there. They know I ain't on nothing. Mm-hmm. But they know it's a hitman got a kickback. So hitman here. So they pull up and they do their thing. All right, bro, I gotta get out of here soon. It's 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I let them shine, but we let niggas shine.
They use my nigga as a prop. Get your ass in here.
Make this post. Invite on and kick back. Man, oh my God, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? But that's women have messed up the whole night for a friend.
Man.
I gotta go pick up my son. I just gotta do something, bro. Like, all right, bro.
That's real. But look here, just to pivot the conversation. We touched on something about a lot of women offering benefits. So we speaking on incentive to not only get married but to be in a relationship, period.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's a lot of women out here who giving niggas 98% to 99% of the benefits that come with being with her without commitment. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that factors into a man's lack of willingness to be committed?
Because she gave it to us already?
Right.
Nah, actually that really help a man in my opinion, because men don't really go by her upside could be crazy. I'm going to try that. We don't want to go off what you maybe could be.
Potentially.
We need to see it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get in a car and be like, I ain't going to even start it. I think it drive good. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't operate like that. Right. Once I see all that, that's going to make me want to give you that one day. It's just all on the man.
Right.
It ain't really that we don't even want to commit to you. It's just all men just think like one day, bro, we gonna do that, but I know it's gonna be you because you already showed me.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's gonna be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it's gonna be you for sure. I'm not ready for that because that's just how we grow up, man. We wanna be an NBA player, wanna rap, we wanna do a bunch of stuff. Marriage never we don't get taught that.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta learn to be like, oh, that's what y'all like. Women call Cinderella. Cinderella story,
that's
marriage.
Their number one goal.
That's what they think. You know what I'm saying? So it take a while for a man to. It ain't no coincidence. Men don't really be want to talk about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Men love you to death. Like all you got a women. Y'all got a man right now who don't play about you.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, you think he's scared of commitment. It's just like that's not on his to do list.
Right.
So it's just like so men just really want to see it and just know, okay, if I ever get married or the day come, it's you. I already see it, so I ain't even got to go scout.
Mm-hmm.
You got to show me, though. Right. You got to show me because it's going to be somebody else to show me. If you hiding and trying to save it for whatever, it's going to be this other girl who giving me full throttle.
That's facts.
Showing me the game plan, and I know. That's why men know. It could be a late night.
You got five women
in your text.
Mm-hmm.
Through your head, you already know everybody's attribute.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
Pros
and cons.
So if I go to the first one and be like, she ain't even showed me the nasty side. I'm not even thinking about her.
Right.
Yep.
Next.
This over with.
Her, oh my goodness, I know for a fact. If I come over there and tell her this is what I need, this was going to get done.
We good. Mm-hmm.
She at the top of the list.
Fact.
This right here, sometimes she iffy. I'm gone. Like, we going to go to the one we know. Because we like comfortability. We like what we know.
Yep.
We don't like what we probably know. You know what I'm saying? That's why we get on women. Cause we guess like, man, I think she gonna be there. Then we get to know her, be like, this one, I'm cool.
Mm-hmm.
We need, like, we really want to see.
And men determine that quick.
Cause we know. You know what you like, bro.
Facts.
I know what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to talk to a girl 24 hours to know. I can talk to you for an hour.
Thank you.
Facts.
Preach. I can talk
and put you in the category.
I can talk to you for an hour and know.
Cause men line them sentences up on your ass.
We can ask five. We got five questions that I know that'll put you to the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do this? How you feel about this?
your first answer can be something so crazy. I'd be like, for sure, baby. All right. You never heard from me again.
You ain't
from me. I said some shit like, yeah. Like, baby, like, so if I came in, you know what I'm saying? I say, baby, it's 2 in the morning. Like, man, I'm so tired. I've been working. You mind getting up cooking for me? Hell no, I'm never going to get. Okay, for sure, baby. Like, in my head, I know. Like, what? I'm not even talking to you. Some girls, you'll be like, you'll talk to them, be like, man, I just like catering to my man. As long as I'm getting what I deserve, I want to make sure this. I want to bring him pee. They going to say all that and be like, hold on. Who taught you that?
Right.
You really know something.
It ain't the commitment that we scared of. It be when we commit, your ass changing. That's what it is. That's it.
We're going to keep, you know what I'm saying? We just want you to stay how y'all are. Just stay how y'all are. I know men fuck up. I know I'll be reading comments and women be thinking we just be picking on y'all. You understand? We just, y'all always the topic because y'all are. Y'all the men the prize, but y'all the prize for real because y'all the prize for us. So y'all the prize. But y'all just get it confused because I had a conversation with a female and I'm just like, okay, if all the women saying the same thing about us, why everybody still having the same problem? So why the woman who giving you all this advice, why she having a problem too? I be telling my girl, if somebody gonna give you a problem, she better be 10 for 10 from the field.
Right. Thank you. Right.
Can't nobody who been divorced twice tell you nothing about this? Dang. Why are you even listening to that? I can't walk up to KD and say, man, that mid-range need to be boom, 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 boom. I can't do that. I can't do that.
That sound crazy.
I can't walk up to Mike Tyson and, man, that uppercut ain't really good. Niggas, we don't do that.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Men, no. I'm going to talk to you about battle rap. I'm going to talk to you about improv comedy. I'm going to talk to you about something that I know. I can't. Women take advice from people who fell in from the shooting 30% from the field.
Right. Men only want advice from people that's proven.
Thank you.
Because you got to show me.
Them brunches and shit them women be going to, scams. They be paying $300-$400 for relationship advice, and these women be, like you said, divorced three times.
That's all I'm saying. Scamming. I'm saying, show me your proof of work. Show me who told you this. And that's why they hated Kevin Samuel.
Right.
His delivery might have been a little harsh, but he said, but it was the truth.
Yeah,
he was telling the truth. Because of you, females that let sisters and aunties and friends make them leave a nigga who they really didn't want to leave.
And that's the thing.
And I don't get that. A nigga can't tell me nothing about my girl. Fact. A nigga come in, only thing he can tell me is, oh man, I've been through this. I know you're different, but listen, when I did this, I made this mistake. Boom, boom, boom. I'm telling you what I made a mistake. A girl ain't gonna tell you, girl, I made this mistake, and this is why he left. Right. A girl gonna tell you, just why he left. Like, yeah, he left me because, man, don't get that boy on that. I couldn't be me. You a good one. Okay, I guess, sis.
But you know what else, though? A nigga wouldn't even tell you to leave your girl.
Because
which is ironic because we don't get credit for that. Women be feeling like they man friends be trying to pull them away from you.
Hell
when
no.
It's the complete
they
opposite.
Keep,
when,
they keep right, them
exactly. When that nigga come to us, be mad as hell, man, I'm tired of this shit, I'm them, gone, bro. You know I ain't doing none of this. Bro. And we all look at
you know you love her, bro. Like she ain't, you remember she gonna beat up for she the only one, you know, Keisha and them, they was just really they want, you know what I'm saying? We gonna give her the whole breakdown.
That's
you
how it goes.
You try to be the God honest truth about the whole situation.
Keisha ain't come get you at 1 a.m. Remember you called her? We gonna say that.
It's a fact.
You gonna say that? Yeah, but Keisha, did she damn that one nigga? What you call it, won't even look at it. And we gonna give you all the stuff. A female gonna tell you all the bad shit to lead a nigga just so y'all can be single,
miserable
together.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I don't take advice from nobody that ain't 10 years plus married.
But I told my girl too. I said, girl, I tell my girl, like, we have talks. I'm like, listen, what you gotta understand as a woman, I never tell you how to be a woman. I don't understand. I don't know. But what I can tell you is when you get relationship advice from your friends, you understand they got a different lifestyle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They got 9-to-5s, they got men, which is nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But that don't help you. You need to talk to somebody who also, you know what I'm saying?
In a similar lifestyle.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? To understand, like, okay, like, how do you deal with, you know what I'm saying, when he on the road, you be,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to start asking questions who people who do it too. Your friend can't get mad because I'm gone for 2 weeks and I'm working. That's like your friend, like, you deal with that? Like, you just let him go? You know what I'm saying?
Because her man work a corporate 9-to-5, he come home every day.
Exactly. So it's just like, your man, he went out again, yeah, he got paid to be out.
Right. And that's insecurities.
It's a lot of shit that they just don't understand. Right. Until you be in it. You can't understand something until you go through it.
Thank you.
So they can't tell you how to deal with a nigga who got millions of dollars, who get a lot of respect, a lot of this, a lot of that, they can't tell you respectfully. You just can't. I can't walk up to a, you know what I'm saying, Hov and tell him, man, you did that business deal. Like, she's gonna be like, what?
Yeah. Like, that nigga gonna give you that.
Man, like, bro, what?
One thing too, man. One thing too, we got to understand. We've been conditioned to lie to women, like since birth.
Yeah.
Like especially growing up, think about aunties, your mom, whoever. Yeah. You can't tell the truth about their age. You can't tell them how they look, weight, nothing. Yeah, you got to lie to them.
Yeah, bro,
if you say something, if you say the truth, they on your ass.
Yeah,
you disrespectful. You did it like you always got to. It's like you always got to tiptoe. Yeah. You can never be like a full man around them for the most part.
And we know how powerful we are. So a lot of times we want to say nothing. We know that hurt them.
Yes, right. Every time.
Said, be real with us. Then keep it real. You crying and you
can't
not. Eating, and, you know what I'm saying? My man told you, listen, I love you. You just suck dick so good. I just really, that's all I want from you. Mm. If a nigga told his one of his chicks that, that's, I ain't gonna lie, that's all I want. You be trying to take it to another notch. I don't really want that. This ain't really right with you. I don't like the way you don't think you're a good girlfriend, but you suck dick so good, I gotta keep you around. You will cry.
You will never get that head again.
You'll cry. So guess what he gotta do? Come around, act like he's okay with stuff, let you continue to try to move it to another level that he don't want to. So he's steady hurting you because you're doing girlfriend shit for a nigga who don't want to be your boyfriend, but he's scared to tell you the truth because he gonna hurt you and he still wants something from you. Boom, boom, boom.
And the wild part about that is that we give women credit for being FBI detectives and shit. So the type of woman in that situation would say, he manipulated me. No, that nigga gave blatant signs that he don't want to pursue nothing serious. But you acted like Ray Charles and acted like you didn't see it. But on the other end, when it comes time to try to catch the nigga cheating, oh, you on top of everything.
It's CIA.
You don't miss shit when it comes to that.
I'm talking about, they brag about it. God, my girlfriend called me and said, we find this one girl of 2.3 seconds.
Exactly.
But you can't find out what's wrong with your nigga.
Exactly.
That you've been living with. Like, you know
that's
what I'm
why
saying?
I just say not just 10 effort. Years. You're gonna deal with what I gotta say. And if you really love me, you still gonna be here. But I gotta say what I gotta say.
I think they put effort in what they wanna put effort
that's
in.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. They put effort in what they put effort
in. You already know it.
And I also believe that a girl ain't gonna never fully give in to you unless she always needs you.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like once women get to a certain like when they get to a certain kind of, they get a little more disrespectful. Mm. They get a little more harder to control. You can't tell them nothing. Mm. Boom, boom, boom. But the females that listen are the ones that always feel like they, I guess, need you. Like somebody know, man. I know this sounds crazy, but like, man, I need a place to live. I need this. I need that. I'm going to be the best girlfriend ever. Right. Boom, boom, boom. Like, I need him.
Yeah,
he my provider. He my this. Right. He my that. I need this.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get it on their own or get something where they think they can get it in multiple situations, that's when they fall off.
Right.
Man, look.
Because I can take care of it.
Look, I'm a firm believer of, you know, a woman love you if she with you when you broke. And then on top of that, when y'all do change y'all life, you know she love you when she get on top of her paper and she stay with you.
That's when you really can tell about a female. When a female got money or a female can do stuff, because I stand, women already grow up famous, technically. Mm-hmm.
True. Mm-hmm.
You walk in, as a man, you could be as handsome as you want to be. You walk in a beauty salon, 20 girls, ain't nobody going to look at you. They going to text you. They going to text each other.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, he handsome. He this and that. A female walking in a barbershop.
Everybody nigga in the room.
Barbershop. Nigga, what the fuck?
Damn. Everybody shooting. Everybody knows
niggas. Some niggas.
So they've been dealing with that since 16 in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Being that 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, they walk in rooms and they know they can walk to Walmart. Five niggas try to get on them. They go on the laundromat. Five niggas try to get on them.
On their worst day.
On the worst day, they could be sweatpants, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nick, that's because men, we attack.
Right.
So they used to it. You know what I'm saying? So once a woman really get that money, and really, that's how you can really tell, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, if you was here for me, or if you were just here to gain from me.
For sure. For
you
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But women know how to be loyal. I give them that for sure. It's in their nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, they prove it all the time. Because this the wild shit about women, right? Is that a lot of times they might be with a nigga who is not even worthy of them. But I love this nigga so much. I could be successful. I could have money. And he could be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, we done been on the outside of it dealing with a chick. We like, I can't believe you
this
nigga.
Not even that. You know how many, bro, go to a regular woman's den.
Mm-hmm.
She done turned down NBA players, rappers, all kind of shit with a college, like with her little college nigga.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
Love them to death.
Mm-hmm.
Women do that all the time.
Yes, sir.
Like that's how you know women can be loyal. That's why when they break up, they be like, I done turned down. Yep. I done turned down Lil Durk.
She read them all opportunities.
I done turned down.
dude, I done turned down such and such, yeah, and you do me like this, you little stinky nigga. I should have fucked such and such when I could. They do that.
That's real shit.
You know what I'm saying? They do that because they can sit. Men, we ain't good at that.
Yeah, at all.
We got 20 options and shit growing up, and being that man, we at all.
Niggas trying to execute. Post on me to execute.
That's what I got.
Nigga, now traveling.
Trying to test drive all these cars.
Niggas is putting it, I'm going to be in L.A. Wins.
Right.
So we going to put this, we going to connect these.
Nigga got a alarm clock on how long he going to be with the girl. I'm going to be here 2 hours.
Trying to test all these places.
We going to make sure all these places.
Nothing go to waste. They say finish my plate.
Man, you know what, y'all?
That's real shit.
Nevada.
See, look, my boy got a ticket. Let's see. My boy.
Hold on, that's all I thought of.
Be good.
College basketball.
We finna see right now how the rest of this interview finna go.
That's the last one.
Listening, man. My boy got a parlay going.
Nevada won 70-66. So I need the Kings, huh? NBA basketball.
What's going on in the Kings game, man?
We need the Kings. It's 47-44. I need them to get to 116.
116.
What is it? Second quarter?
Yeah, the second quarter, 6 minutes left. So they finna finish this half probably with about
116.
60 probably, but 6 minutes left, about six. So they be halfway.
It should be decent.
56.
Yeah.
57.
All right, we can finish talking.
I think we're about to be hyperventilating.
I'm finna leave. We good.
With a nigga parlay in jeopardy. That's a different nigga, man. All right, man. We're gonna get to the last clip of the day, man. They sent it to us, man. It was a woman talking about, hey, my man helped me learn how to control my emotions. I'm going to play this clip, man, and get y'all a take on what she had to say.
You told me how to
Damn, why that shit be true? Oh.
The hell?
That's a future ass. I don't know why my little shit ain't acting right.
You told me how to control my emotions more. And I never thought that's something a man could do.
Wow.
Believe it or not, I thought it was just up to me to do that. I'm incredibly grateful for you to be willing to teach me and work through me. I wasn't like angry, y'all, but I just, you know, I had things that I needed to work on.
Yeah.
And you always checked me on those things and made me aware of those things.
What are some of the things that Duke did to respectfully check you?
Just delivery.
Because it's not what you say, it's how you say it. That's what gets me every time.
It's like you let your emotions affect the delivery. And it may not even be something that he's done, but it's just like I've learned to notice when it's happening and either in some moments not do it or some moments it happens and apologize for it and be self-aware enough to be like, yo, my bad. Like, it's not a good day today. Mm-hmm. I need some time.
See, my man taught me how to manage my emotions with his delivery. We often hear women say a lot of times, it's not what you say.
It's how you say it.
It's how you say it. Do you believe there's some validity to that?
Yeah, for sure. I believe, like I said, women get emotional fast and hurt fast. So I can come in and say, man, baby, you doing this same dumbass shit again. I keep telling you, stop doing this dumb shit. That's why I want to fucking be here. That sound crazy.
That do sound wild.
Instead, I come in like, baby, like, I don't want to argue with you, but this the third time this week you did I ask nicely. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to do, but you it's like starting to get rocky. I don't want to come here feeling like this. Like, what can we do to stop you from doing this?
Right.
Yeah. That's better.
Mm-hmm.
And you understand, like, no matter how frustrated you are, women won't even listen to the messages you said. They just don't listen to the tone.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in there and you can yell all the right shit. Like, I can yell all the right shit. It don't matter. They just hear the tone.
Dang,
that's
right.
A fact.
Because it's cool for a woman to be delusional. They don't care. They don't have to make. As a man, you'll be like, you'll look down on another man like, bro, you delusional, bro. Are you listening? Like, you know what I'm saying? We look down on other men like that, bro. Mm-hmm. You a man. You don't hear what's going on. Mm-hmm. But as a woman, it don't matter how many times you ask, like, or you, they don't matter. So you got to really talk to them correctly,
right,
in the right tone for them to get the message. Because they just won't care. You tell them, I don't care. The next day, be like, yeah, I heard you, but you just said it wrong, so I chose not to listen. They say stuff like that. So
a man, my soul.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking to me.
For sure. So
here's a question. How long did it take for you to learn that?
You learn that as you grow, for sure. Pause. Like, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, you think you grown.
Facts.
You grown, but you ain't grown. You still mature. You still immature, bro, like as far as certain stuff, how you look at stuff. So when I got, you know what I'm saying, 28, 29, 30, I just started like,
oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Just maybe you go this route. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Right. You just start kind of falling back. And just your man kind of come, like, you as a man, you just be like, I shouldn't even act like that. Let me just address it this way as a man. Mm-hmm. Like, you just start thinking as a man instead of your ass. Everything don't really be disrespectful. Because when you 22, 23, a girl say something, it's automatic. You disrespect. You think I'm a goofy?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You disrespecting me? Who the fuck I look like? You always want to try to, And then, you know, you get kind of old. You be like, come on, man. Like, you know better. Like, we need to go this route. Like, boom, boom, boom. So it definitely come with time. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know no young man who kind of got that down
quickly.
Yeah, like, it's just kind of, I don't know. Then to be fair, the women don't let him allow him to learn that early because they steady pressing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all you kind of know how to do. It's like, God, she forcing me to be like that.
I ain't gonna lie. I got it down early.
You did?
But
how early we talking?
I'm talking like 18, 19.
Shit.
But I had a handicap. Mm-hmm. I had six aunties showing me the game.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? On how to handle women and how to talk to women. Hey, if you say it like this here, or if you treat women like this, you'll get more up out of them. Even if you want to use a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? If you say it in a kind way, shit, she'll love you forever. Mm-hmm. And shit, over the years, that's proven true.
So the thing with that is, though, I kind of always had it, but I didn't, because I only had three relationships. Mm-hmm. I'm a lover boy. I'm a mama's boy. I always knew how to treat women. I only had a freshman girlfriend. Then I had my baby mama, which we met at sophomore in high school. Mm-hmm. We had our son. My son, 18.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was hurt. I was hurt to 26 years old. Then I was with Cinnamon from a couple, like, after then to that now.
Mm-hmm.
So I only had me and Cinnamon going 8 years. You know, my mom was 12 years. So all I know is relationships. So I definitely knew, but I knew back then, just looking back, I was like a hothead, just like, the woman that gets you mad and you kind of just be like, oh my fucking God, bro. Yeah, like, I'm just, when are you going to learn? Then that's what I'm talking about as far as just like, just calm down and try, because you got to learn women.
Right.
Yeah.
Women don't even understand women.
Right.
So imagine how long it take us to understand women.
Exactly.
Like, women that do the same problem over and over and over, it'd be like, what is wrong with you?
You know what's crazy? Your mama won't teach you that because your mama is biased to you.
Yeah.
Your aunties though, and your older cousins that's women, they'll give you that. Mm-hmm. You just got to be willing to pay attention.
Well, my mama really never taught me nothing about when, like...
She not, because she's so biased towards you. Well, that's my son.
Yeah, but as far as just like my, I kind of just saw it from my mama and daddy, just saw it. But they might never set me down and mom talk. Like, I just kind of learned it. So you're right, though. Mm-hmm. So if somebody come to you and just, yo, you need to do this and that, I kind of just kind of picked it up from my pops.
Exactly. Mm.
Just learned. So
which
I never, my mama never had
to
tell
had
me.
To slow down and pay attention.
Exactly. Because I'm like I said, my mama and daddy, I was a ring bird at their wedding at 5 years old.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So my mama didn't have to tell me. Mm-hmm. I just had to look.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's why, like I said, my mom and my pops got four kids with my mom. Mm-hmm. Same. No other kids, like, so it's really the right way. So I really looked at it, and that's what always taught me, like, yo, that's all the thing I know. Like, I don't be wanting 25, 26 different baby mom, boom, boom, boom. I ain't really how I operate, you know what I'm saying? So that kind of helped a lot. And I didn't realize how much that helped till I get around people who didn't have it.
Right.
And then you see the problems they got around them that they don't have no control over.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
for
the thing, bro. For I think it's so many young dudes, especially, man, who get so caught up on being right instead of being heard.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's kind of like basketball, right? Like, when you're young, You when you hit that court, you doing everything. I'm crossing, I'm dribbling 15 seconds, all type of shit. But then when you get older, your game get a little more efficient.
You
I'm trying to get to my spot. That's it. That's all. Backing you down from half court. I'm not about to exhaust all this energy.
Don't hurt. Make this back door cut. Call the screen.
Because I'm gonna get the same 2 points if I'm dribbling for 20 seconds, or if I get to my spot and get your ass in 3 seconds. So I think as a man, at some point that clicks. Like, wait a minute, all this arguing, going back and forth, trying to beat my chest and prove I'm right.
That's
shit ain't gonna necessarily work the way I need
it
to.
That's what I was saying. It's kind of, and we as men, we kind of gotta put our foot down. I run this shit.
Especially when you're young.
But then when you get a girl who don't
force you to do that, that's mm-hmm. even better.
Right. Yeah.
Like sometimes women force men to act like that. Like, do you think, do I gotta, you tested your manhood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right,
that's
right.
why it's good to have the submissive woman, the, yeah. the woman who just wanna, just, no, we don't want, that side.
When that woman right. look at you like, boy, take that monkey shit off. When you going crazy, that you get to thinking like, damn, I'm wilding for real.
Yeah. I was about to use a similar analogy when you were talking about the crossover shit like that. Cause I feel when I was younger, dealing with women, I just had the basic foundation, just being a gentleman, listening to them, stuff right. like that. But then as you get older, though, you also have to sometimes provide just a little bit more in-depth things like within the conversation. Mm-hmm. You got to know how to ask questions. Mm-hmm. You got to know when to be quiet. Mm-hmm. You got to know, you know what I'm saying, when you can lay it on them. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I can't shoot this just any kind of way, and I got Wimby on me. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I got to go around this way. Oh, okay, so she like a hands on. She mm-hmm. she want to lead by. Okay, watch this. Boom.
Yeah.
Her
yeah.
she don't understand it. Let me teach her.
Right.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Oh, she cries. She emotional. Let me not yell. Let me get her to that point because mm-hmm. I know that hurt her more. Oh, right. she want to be tough and boom boom boom. Let me go another approach to avoid that, to let her know right. take her guards down. It's so many different yeah. women, and you got to approach
them. You got to have it in your bag. Yep.
You got to have everything in your yep. bag. Every yep. woman yep. not the same.
Yep.
Every woman not the same. So what worked with your past relationship might not work with her. Mm-hmm. Right. And then women hate that too. Don't go into a relationship and be like, my lab. And you just,
don't do that shit. Because I'm not that nigga. Because he would be here.
Yeah, so you can't, you got to understand, okay, or that's what communication comes in.
Right.
Just like if I say, you're my lab, that'll be, but if I say, okay, can I do this better? Because I'm used to boom, 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 and they used to work. If it ain't going right. to work on you, what can I do better that right. you going to like? That's the communication key right there. Go from my last girl used to, mm-hmm. to, okay, I'm used to that. I understand you different, so what do I need to change? Right. Like, it's little simple stuff like that.
Because my last girl like to swallow. Yeah. You might suck it, but you don't like to swallow. Like, so now what?
Been swallowed. Go to your last girlfriend. Oh, well, okay. Hope she cook for you tonight. Hope she this, hope she that.
But again, I think that's where a lot of men drop the ball, which brings me to my next question. I think a lot of men drop the ball, and women too, but you know, we ain't gonna try to throw one at the bus the whole part.
I know.
But a lot
don't
of
no smoke.
Right. Don't no smoke, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah. But what coming into the situation with humility enough to be able to be like, look, I wanna learn you. You see what I'm saying? I understand that I may have had 2-3 relationships before this,
mm-hmm.
but I'm coming in here open-minded. What do I need to do
mm-hmm.
to get the best version of you?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask y'all, like, what do y'all feel like men drop the ball most walking into a relationship trying to make it work?
Men drop the ball most. Probably want stuff too fast.
Mm.
Like wanting a girl to change the way they want, like he need her a little too fast. Cause like you said, we know what we like, we know what we want. So another girl might not be used to that,
mm-hmm.
but she might be willing to go to that level.
Right.
So if we get to that, we see, oh my God, you don't do this, you don't do that. You don't want a nigga get off and already right. go to plan B.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Instead of just teaching, like, she might like it. She might don't know. Like, mm-hmm. her last nigga didn't do none of this. Didn't take her to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Didn't give her balloons on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Then surprise on her birthday. Yep. She didn't do a lot of stuff. So she didn't even have to open that side of her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So now, you know, you willing to do that, but you want to tell her what she need to do, but you don't want to give her time to learn. So mm-hmm. once a woman learn mm-hmm. and understand, they got to let that guard down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Be like, I don't do that. But then, okay, I done paid a light mm-hmm. bill. I done showed her she can count on me. I done helped her get that new car. I done mm-hmm. served. Now she like, what the? Now she know, oh, I need to do something to keep this.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's another chamber just going.
Yep.
And now you in. Now you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's all. So I know that's a big thing. Pause that niggas don't capitalize on. They move too fast because a woman might not really be as advanced as he would like her to be fast. And that might be, that's my opinion.
Okay. Valid. Oh.
I would say, and I'm going to speak personally, it's being defensive.
Mm.
But that's only because, one, I think we damn near been like conditioned. Like, it's always our fault. We always wrong. We always got to improve something. We always, no matter how much effort we give, no matter how much we go out of our way, no matter how, you know what I'm saying, how we just have to be like an octopus damn near. We just got to be doing everything at all times, no matter what. we still like kind of mess up. So it'd be like the smallest things, which she really kind of giving you on game on certain things, but because you feel like you got so much going on, like it's like, well, goddamn, like what else you want me to do? Like, right. Who you think I am? Mm-hmm. You know, but really she just wants you to listen, and it's just small little tweaks in here and there. It ain't like she asking for much, but she just really kind of just trying to help both of y'all out. But like I said, with me, I know, because it'd be like, man, look, I ain't trying to hear all that right now. Like, right. We already got, you know, I didn't did this with you. We didn't did this. We didn't did. I didn't cut it all bases, but I ain't met the need that she actually wants. I'm doing it from what I think off, should be. You know what I'm saying?
Because we do all that to escape what, if I'm going out my way, I'm going out my way to do 10 things for you because I don't want the argument. Mm-hmm. I don't want the nagging. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing all this to avoid that and you still nag, I'm doing this for no reason.
Facts.
So if I'm doing like, okay, you know what? Let me over text to let her know I'm cool. Hey, what you doing? Let me do this. Let me make sure I show her I ain't messing with other girls. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure I'm doing all this. If I come home and do something, you nag about something, it's like I might as well be out here fucking if I'm getting yelled at for something I'm trying to avoid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing X, Y, Z, and you still nagging. Why am I doing X, Y, Z?
Yeah,
you do X, Y, Z to avoid nagging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of women don't understand a man go out his way because he don't want that kind of problem. So when he do that and you still giving him that problem, he like, what I'm doing this for?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, useless.
Yeah, but like I said, but sometimes it's just us sitting back and really listening. Like, what is she really saying?
Because
sometimes it's nagging. A lot of times it's nagging, but sometimes it's not. Like sometimes it really be something legit. But because we always feel like it's nagging, and we always on defensive, just already gonna take it there.
Like, oh,
already, I already know what it's gonna be like. Boom! I'm gonna try to jump ahead of it. Then fuck it. Then I'm gonna, you know. So
smooth. Yeah, where do men drop the ball in your opinion most? Walking into a relationship.
Oh man, it's a lot of places, bro. I would say being impatient.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Not being willing to actually slow your shit down to actually learn that woman and understand like what you really looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? A lot of motherfuckers out here, especially with us men, we let the beauty trap us first.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And you don't even know this woman. You don't know her integrity level, none of that type of shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we'll get trapped into that real easy. That's the number one downfall for us for real. Mm-hmm. You think she just too pretty, but she a snake for real. You get what I'm saying? Or you want some type of bullshit and you got your woman and, you understand, you trying to change some shit and she helping you do some snake ass shit. That ain't the woman for you, fam.
Yeah. Because
you trying to change your position. You trying to change a lot of shit. You understand me? So, in my opinion, I just think it's that. Just those few things, man. You just got to pay attention to what you really want. Because niggas be saying, oh, I want this, I want that. And then when you get it, you like, I really don't want that.
Because niggas drop the ball a lot. For sure. Like, women, don't get us wrong. Like, a lot of niggas done ran away great women.
Yeah,
facts.
Great women. You done did all that. Nigga wasn't ready for it, didn't take advantage of it, and dropped the ball. You know how niggas be running back? They run back for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, niggas run back. It could be sex or hell. You did something, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Immaculate they like, but most of the time they know, man. That's the one. That was the one, bro.
Yeah,
like that was the one. Like I done left. I done did her wrong.
And she was trying to show me.
Yeah, I done ran to her. She want a club all day. She can't not turn a nigga damn down. She want to be in nigga section, and my girls wanted to be at home or go out with me. Just wanted to do stuff with me. Thanks. And wanted to really show me she could be the woman I need. And I ran that off. Like, I just saw that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that a lot from niggas for sure.
And like, I just, man, for real, I just seen in our community. I don't know. I don't look at everybody else's community, but in our community, a lot of men they run off good women just because they ain't got no money at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But your woman may be your tool to put you in position. You get what I'm saying?
What like, you mean? They ran her off.
The insecurity
because I don't have no money and I'm not ready to be in a relationship. I'm not ready to be this. I'm not ready to be that. She may have been the pillar to put you in position. You get what I'm saying? Real men know we gonna use all the pieces on the board, including my wife.
A lot of women, though, it's hard to judge that. It is. A lot of times, the woman ain't, if you ain't got no, it's very, I don't want to say that.
But when you know you got a great woman.
I know where you're going.
Because we know when we got a great woman in the bullshitter.
Right.
You understand me? When you know you got a great woman, you could take that chance on that. Because you're taking a chance on it. Mm-hmm. But I ain't going to take it on no junk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're not doing that. Right. I'm going to take it on somebody that's showing me and you proving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you fumble the ball from there, In my opinion, I took a leap of faith on you.
because I seen something in you. Mm-hmm. You dropped the ball, that's cool. Don't mean you're not perfect. You just not the one for me.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what it is, though, bro. I think that it's a lot of men who tie our self-worth to our money.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's just like we talked about earlier, it's a lot of successful women who will be dating a dude who not on her level, and we out on the outside looking like, what the fuck does she see in him? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, even him in that position, he don't feel worthy to be there. So now I'm going to start beating her down. Now I'm going to start hating on her elevation because I'm not where I am. And I feel like this money defines my worth, and because I don't have no money,
she don't respect me.
That's when in reality, she looks to you
because you're a man. Because
you're a man.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Like, women are still women. Mm-hmm. You're a man. We dominate women. Right. So a woman can have $1 billion. She's still gonna be attracted to you because you was a man. So as a man, I can look you in your eyes and tell you I can lead you. If you got the money and shit already, that's even better. Because I'm a provider. Mm-hmm. You don't really know. A woman get. I ain't gonna say they don't know how to lead or something, but they really don't know how to lead. If that makes sense.
They don't want to lead.
They don't.
A lot of them are being forced to lead.
Yeah, it ain't even in their nature. Right. So as a man, you can always get whatever woman if you be a man, because for nature, something gonna click and they just gonna automatically.
Facts.
Because it's nature.
Yeah. It's intangible.
It feels like magic. Yeah, you be like, oh, why she attract? Like, she got 20 million, she want me?
Yeah. My wife make that bread, boy, but she still called me when she going through her little moments. Right. Hey, I need to hear that.
Yeah.
You understand me? And I just be like, calm your mind down. Because I know when she's stressing.
Yeah.
And when she's stressing, she can't see it all.
She need the man.
You understand me?
She need that man.
So when she give me that call, I'm like, slow your mind down. What you seeing? And then that's when she pick it up.
Everything, survival instinct, everything they go for us. Like, exactly. You understand?
You know what I'm saying? And my wife been sponsoring some niggas. I be telling people that. My wife been sponsoring a few you niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand me? And when you got a woman like that, you know what I'm saying? And she come to you, you know she don't give a damn about that money. My wife will sleep with me in a box. You get what I'm saying? Because she understand my position.
Yep.
A lot of men, they don't even have that. Or they'll have that with a woman, and just because they feel insecure about their own paper, about their own position, They'll either tear that woman down, like bro said, or they'll run that woman off.
Their conscience be killing them because they don't think they were. Because women respect men in a higher status. So if I know for a fact I can't really provide, and then with a million niggas out here with emotion, they're going to be after her, I feel like I can't compete.
Yeah.
So it's like in my head, I'm fighting a battle with myself.
Exactly.
It's like my girl bad. She going to all these places, and I know all it takes is one nigga who can change her life. And she over here struggling with me, I don't feel like a man, bro.
Right.
And that's the hardest battle. So it ain't really like running her away. It's just like, bro, every day I wake up knowing this might be the day my girl just tired and I just ain't did what I was supposed to do as a man yet.
Right.
And this nigga with $5 million in the account swept off her feet. That's how men think, because women then programmed us to think they won't. Niggas with money.
So then that's when they downgrade, so we can have more control over the next one.
Exactly. Because we feel like women only respect men that they got to look up to.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That they need. That's what I said earlier. When a woman needs you, she going to respect you more. You know what I'm saying? That go with everything. Friendship. Like, you got a homie that's broke, y'all going to really be friends because he needs you. You broke, he got money, you're going to really, cause you know what I'm saying? But you really see who your friend when y'all both got money.
Yeah, y'all both up.
Oh, when y'all both on the same foot.
Yeah, then you really see your friends. Like, you're going to see who, because when they going to got to check on nobody, you ain't got to do nothing no more, because I don't need you, you don't need me. That's when you see who really your friend.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
So that go with women. Like, you know what I'm saying? We see who really going to be down, who going to do all that. But that's what I think, though.
I feel that's what I think. Again, which kind of walks me right into why I feel like most men drop the ball. I feel like most men drop the ball because they walk into relationships so caught up on trying to please the woman that they forget that she wants to be led.
Yep.
Yeah.
Regardless of how successful she is, like, especially if she bad, like, a lot of dudes be just happy to be there. So I'm trying to do everything that I feel like she want. I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. When in reality, what you're supposed to be doing is walking in there and facilitating, setting up infrastructure for what y'all relationship is going to be, because you the man, you are the leader, right? Yeah. And regardless of how successful she is, she could be a Fortune 500 CEO, a fucking director, whatever.
5 Grammys.
Exactly. She still want to come home and tap into that little girl feminine mold and let me lay up under my man that's leading me.
I'm not even going to say no names. Think about how many female rappers or female singers or female actresses that got a regular man.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Just count. I can think of seven off the rip.
That's facts.
Mm-hmm. Like boom, boom, boom. Like who she? How he get her?
How?
Like she with him? How that happen? Boom, you gotta understand. Oh, that's a man.
I think in our generation, men forgot when people come knock on their front door. They don't ask for the woman at the house.
Facts.
They ask for the man at the house. Mm-hmm. No matter how powerful that woman is.
No matter, you know what I'm saying? As soon as they hit that door, and the woman answer or some kids answer.
Yeah. Hey, your husband home?
That's the first. Real I'm talking shit? Before they pitch anything.
Oprah open the door. Your husband home?
I'm telling you, bro.
And I think our men, for real, in our generation, bro, and niggas under us, I think they forgot that.
Yeah.
But, matter of fact, I think a lot of them don't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And when men start picking up that, knowing that, the psyche of the whole situation of this way of living in America is the man.
Mm-hmm.
It's man first. And then your woman fall after that. You get what I'm saying? So no matter how powerful that woman is, she want to be led.
Yeah,
and if she got you there and you ain't got no bread, bro, find the reason why she got you there.
Yeah.
You understand me? Just find that reason. You may be a good facilitator with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she need. Every man ain't gonna make no money, man.
For sure.
And people be saying everybody making this $100. Everybody ain't gonna make that, bro.
Right.
For sure.
That's just real. People gotta live regular lives. People gotta live on the bottom. You understand me? People gonna live middle class, upper tier. People gonna be rich and all that. Soon as you find your tier, bro, you understand me? Operate in that.
If I came to your house and I saw the woman in charge, I feel like I could take this over.
That's facts.
Okay, this motherfucker, like, is she in charge? I feel like I can invade this household.
Good.
Yeah, like that. She's in charge.
You in here? I feel like.
Yeah. That's like if I came to any house, I'm like, you in charge? I can invade. Oh, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
A nigga come in, hey, what's up, bro? Let me know something. Mm-hmm. Nigga, now we know, okay, another dominant man. All right, let me know something.
This might be a little fight.
All right, let me know something.
Make sure I'm on point right quick. Yeah,
I swear.
That's real shit.
I swear, bro.
But yeah, so again, man, I think, you know, as men, man, you got to, like, realize what your worth is. Your worth is not only tied to money, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of intangibles. It's a bunch of, like, things that you could bring, guidance, infrastructure, things of that nature to the relationship. And I feel like if more men start thinking like that, then relationships would be better off.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, we in an era where a lot of women is leading a relationship, and dysfunction follows that for that very reason. So that's just our take on it, man. But look, man, Hitman, I appreciate your game pulling up on us, man.
I got another hour, man. Let's chop it up. Nah, you got
what's up, man?
Nah, but look, man, we got to do it.
He said, I got another hour.
Look here, man.
Nah, I appreciate it. Listen, man, y'all keep it up, bro. Mm-hmm. Y'all doing great things, man. Like I told y'all from the jump, man, I see y'all niggas at the top of the hill. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep going. Y'all know I'm a fan. I watch it from afar.
Likewise.
Anytime y'all need me in the live shows, I'm pulling up.
For sure.
The female version. Man, what we going to do?
Battle of the Sexes.
That's coming soon, man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all be looking out for my movie, Christmas Bay.
Yes, sir.
It's coming out Christmas 2024, Bay. Man. Make sure y'all check that out while and out. We on tour this summer.
Bags and bodies,
so check it out, man. Coastal Rain TV, man, you know. Appreciate y'all though.
I love it, man. And where can they find you? Those who've been living under a rock, where can they find you?
Hitman Holla on all platforms, HITMAN HOLLA. Yeah, that's it. That's where y'all find me. That on your nearest TV screen. You know what I'm saying?
Talk that shit to
YouTube. Check on YouTube. Check me out. Yeah.
My boy.
My nigga say Mo Elevation coming this year.
Yeah, it's up. 2024. Damn. Same mindset, you know.
Thanks. I love to hear it, man. On that note, we're going to go and wrap this thing up, man, with a record, man, by Elliot Trent.
Yeah.
Computer Love, man. We appreciate y'all tapping in. Until next time, we gone.
Wow, wow. Yeah. I love it when you wind on me like you Jamaican now. I be all in deep, got you making sounds. Hit your DM like go ahead and slide by. I just need some good connection like the Wi-Fi. Keep it lit like a 5G LTE. It don't get no better. Lay it right down on me, babe. I've been waiting for some time. Hope you wouldn't change your mind. You can bring your friends sometime to spice it up. You tripping, got you soaked up, cause you want it. You're sending me splash emojis when you lonely. You
tell me you need it, and shout it, you know I'll be right there. I eat it and beat it, you running, you know I don't fight fair. Nah, she said she a freak, so don't go ahead and climb it. I'm in it too deep, got her scratching and biting. Nah, girl, you feel just like you look, might fall in love. I'ma need an encore, I ain't had enough. I love it when you whine on me like you Jamaican now. I be all in deep, got you making sound. I just need some good connection like the Wi-Fi. Keep it lit like a 5G, LTE. It don't get no better, you can lay it right down on me, babe. I've been waiting for some time, hope you won't change your mind. You can bring your friends sometime to spice it up. I ain't never seen nobody find her. That's so fat like you came from Wakanda. I wanna thank the woman that designed you. I can't take you should come through whenever you can, girl. Let's just get lit, get it in. I ain't really tryna be your man. I just wanna be part of your plans. I just wanna see you dance, girl. I just wanna feel you in my hands. Just sex, shawty, no romance. Throw it back if you know what I'm saying, yeah. Just give me the green light when you want it. And come and show me you a freak night to the morning. Have sweat dripping down the walls, girl, when we zoned in. Oh, I love it. Connection like the Wi-Fi. Keep it lit like a 5G, LTE. It don't get no better, you can lay it right down on me, babe. I've been waiting for some time, hope you won't change your mind. You can bring your friends sometime to spice it up.